Hello, everyone. It's time for another edition of Adventures in Careerland. Hey, I'm so glad to have you on board listening to our podcast in season number 8. Amazing. Episode number 1 for season number 8 in the long continuum of 83 podcasts. How excited we are to start another season. And of course, we're broadcasting. My name is Adriano Magnifico, and we're broadcasting from the Louis Riel Arts and Technology Center podcast studio. And that's the place with 13 programs of applied learning, technical, and apprenticeship opportunities for students. This is a place where you can, become a mechanic, become a chef, become a broadcast media mogul, become a carpenter, become an electrician, hairstylist, become an IT person, become a plumber, and a number of other programs. This is a very unique place for students who are in high school to come and leave the beaten path. They've been doing the same thing for, 10 or 11 years, because most of them come in grade 11 or 12, and they spend time thinking about, I want to check out some skill set. I want to check out what life can be about when I'm not just taking academic programming. Always very welcoming having them here and watching them grow and flourish. This is a very unique place also for post-secondary students who come from worlds that are past high school. They've already graduated, but they're thinking, I've got to check something out. I want to check out where my best skills lie, and I want to develop some skills. It's also got a lot of international students. So pretty unique place, the Louis Riel Arts and Tech Center. It's a very unique kind of high school / polytech / technical and apprenticeship learning center. And it's my great privilege to be the host of this podcast. I'm the career lead at the Louis Riel Arts and Tech Center. And in season 8, we have a whole new group of co-host students. And we're mixing it up a bit this time. We are doing it a little differently. We're not just working from the broadcast media program. We have nabbed a person from the applied business management program too. So we are spreading our wings. We are growing. We are learning how to work with new people outside of the broadcast media program. Very exciting for us. Our two new people are, we have André Poirier. How are you? And he is from the broadcast media program. André, how are you doing today?
I am doing amazing today. How are you?
Oh, you know what? I'm always feeling fit as a fiddle. Although I just thought a fiddle can also be kind of a stringy thing, right? And kind of a tiny little ugly old thing, beat up, a wooden weathered thing. So I'm fit as a fiddle today.
Talking about string, you're making me hungry for some cheese string right now.
Okay, that's very weird. I like that. And of course, we're always working with two co-hosts, Lena Alfori, and she is from the Applied Business Management Program. We've never done this. Lena, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Now, what are you thinking today? What's going through your brain?
Pretty nervous, kind of tired, only got 5 hours of sleep, but I'm pushing through. I'm good.
Okay, that's a typical Gen Z response. I am tired. Oh my gosh, I hear that again. I think I'm going to have a thrombosis. You may see, if you guys use that term, I'm tired, you're going to see blood trickling out of my ears, okay? Which will be kind of sad because I have these earphones on and you won't see it for a long time and I might be under the table by then. But we're never tired in this program. We get up, we're fit as a fiddle. We're ready to go, because the podcast is going to be a great event for you. Now, I'm questioning, you guys have left your high schools. And tell me why you've chosen to move off the beaten path of high school and come to a place you've never been before, a place where wasn't even in your mindset, wasn't even on the horizon for you, but somehow you thought, I've got to come here in my grade 11 year.
Because high school sucks.
In high school, what are you talking about? So why did you choose your high school environment to come here?
Mostly because I just did not enjoy the typical class-to-class thing, going to math and science, and I'm just too much for me. I'm pretty sure it's because math is too hard for me. I couldn't figure it out. So I didn't want to deal with that, and since I already like all the stuff that broadcast media gives to offer, I just was like, sure, why not?
So it's a chance for you to do something different?
Chance for me to do something different.
Did you feel, were you getting kind of bored? Was life getting boring in the high school?
Oh yeah, same people, small high school, same people all the time, same drama, same everything.
You mean drama in the hallways? Does that go on still? Drama in the hallways?
Oh, there's always drama. I don't know. I'm never a part of it. I just hear it from my friends.
You're never a part of it. But he's leaving it. I'm never a part of it, but I'm leaving it.
Yeah.
I think there's more to this story. Anyway, Lena, why would you choose?
Well,
just before we get to Lena, what school are you from? Tell us where you're from.
I'm from Gabriel Roy, a French school in Île-de-Chêne.
So, tu parles français?
Oui, je parle un peu de français.
Non, je suis très heureux de faire votre connaissance.
Vous aussi.
Okay, whatever that was. That's the only French I know. I'm done now. Lena, back to you. Sorry, what high school are you from? And why did you choose to leave the beaten path?
So I'm from J.H. Bruns Collegiate. And, you know, I kind of felt like being in my home school was a waste of my time because
you guys are a little harsh. Come on.
Well, I just meant because I'm a student who knows what I want to do already. And I feel like just taking regular courses, like your regular math, English and all that, is just kind of a waste of my time. So I wanted to come here, learn more about business and marketing because, you know, I kind of already started my own business and I just want to learn more about it and kind of, you know, if I know what I want to do, why waste my time and stay when I can just start my career path early? And, you know,
I like that. Yeah. But there's lots to learn, Lena.
Yeah.
I'm going to quietly, as a veteran teacher, I'm going to say there is no learning that will set you back. Mm-hmm. There is no mathematics that will set you back.
That's true.
There is no English course that will set you back. There is no psychology course that will set you back. They will all make you stronger. But I like your sense of focus, mm-hmm. and you were looking for more. Was it a bit you're looking for more connectivity to the stuff you wanted?
Yes, I'm looking for, like, I want to meet people that like the same things I do. Because I come from a school where, at my school, I don't really feel like I belong. And I've always kind of felt like that. Like, okay. Just kind of, I would, you know, no one was really like me. No one would dress like me. No one had the same, like, connections and thoughts as me. So I was hoping to come here meeting people that, you know, I can connect with and can make relationships with.
So is it fair to say, both of you, is it fair to say this is a bit of an adventure for you?
For sure.
You're walking into uncharted waters.
I'm pretty sure this is an adventure in a career land.
Literally.
Boy, this host is going to be great. He's already drinking the Kool-Aid. He's already using the terms. So, Andre, I'm really impressed so far.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. But is it fair to say you like the uncharted? You like to, like, go where your curiosity is going to pull you? Because when you saw the opportunity to come to this space, could have been just another presentation, right?
Yeah.
About, would you like to come to this area and work with us? My Jedis. But you saw something different in it. What did you see in the Arts and Tech Center that made you think, I've got to break away from this, the routine, and I've got to try this out? What did you see in this space?
Well, what I saw was an opportunity for a bunch of my older dreams, because I've dreamed of being a bunch of different things, you know, a YouTuber, a radio host, a cameraman, you name it, all the
When you say YouTuber, person. Do you mean a social media influencer?
No, I mean like a gaming YouTuber.
Oh, okay.
Minecraft.
Oh, so okay. you want to talk about the cheats of Minecraft and stuff?
Maybe, or just play the game. I used to think YouTube was such an easy thing. You just play a game, edit it, post it, and, you know, you make money off of playing a game. But later I realized how difficult it can be. When I started doing it, I had a bunch of footage, over 2 hours of it, which took a lot of space on my little Samsung tablet. When I edited it, it took me about 7 hours, so multiple days, because I had homework and stuff to work on. And it was so much work. When I finished it, don't expect a link. When I finished it, I posted it, and my friend was like, "This is great," and I don't know. I never kept going.
So he liked it. You didn't want to keep going. Why wouldn't you keep going on this?
I didn't. Oh, no. He liked it.
Yeah.
But he left before I did.
Oh, so you were working with him.
I was working with him. Okay. His name was also Andre. Another Andre.
So his first name was also, and his last name was Andre. Also
no,
Andre.
No.
That's a great name.
No, I'm talking about Andre Boisjoli.
Oh, Bajoli. Yeah. He was a former podcast host.
I know, but that is not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Andre. I'm talking about a different Andre.
Okay. And so is everyone in Gabriel Roy named Andre? Is that
too many Andres?
Oh yes, all of them. Every single one.
Every single one. Yep. So were you all born in test tubes and things like that? So you're at Andre 1, Andre 2, Andre 3.
Oh yeah.
It's kind of like The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, I'm number 275.
Beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. Anyway, Lena, why did you make the leap?
So, sorry, what was the question?
I don't know. What question? Anyway, the question was about why would you choose to leave the security and safety of J.H. Bruns and your friends to come here?
Well, when I first came to the ATC orientation, I just noticed the people here and the environment here is a lot different than my home school. Like, the people here are so friendly. And, like, the people here in Bruns are really friendly, too. But here, it's just so different. I don't know how to describe it, but it's a really nice and happy environment. And I feel a lot safer here than I do in Bruns, surprisingly. Bruns is a great school. It's a really nice school. The staff is awesome. But here, I just feel going back to what Andre said, like no drama, really calm, nice. Like, you know, everyone's kind of in their own bubble, doing their own thing, focused on what they want to do. And that's what I like. So, yeah.
I think it's because it's a bunch of different nationalities, people from different areas, yeah. From the city, from the country, from French schools, English schools, from India, China, all those things. It's a bunch of new people meeting each other. There's not going to be any drama happening because no one really knows each other. And
give it time.
Give it some time before it begins.
And you know, it's a big thing too. Yeah, like the diversity here is crazy. Mm-hmm. Back in my home school, it's mainly white kids and no one really there's no diversity. So I feel like here, I met a lot of people in my business program. They're from all like different places in the world. It's really cool. And they talk in their language and it's just really cool. And it feels nice to see, you know?
That's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Anyway, each podcast, we'll learn a little more about both of you, and I'll invite you to share your thoughts and, you know, what drives you. And when we talk to guests, I'm always super interested in your perspective on things because you are Gen Z. Do you understand what a Gen Z is?
Oh, yes.
I'm learning what a Gen Z is. And I am kind of an end of the term baby boomer. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay. So your parents probably Gen X's, I would say. That's before a baby boomer. But baby boomers have different attitudes about life, and so do Gen X's.
Every generation has a different view on life.
Yeah. And it's based on the kinds of activities and world events that shaped and cultures that shaped your life when you were growing up, right? Yeah. So when I was growing up, we didn't have a cell phone, and we're all staring at our cell phones right now. And you guys, that's just the way you live and work and play, yeah. which is interesting.
I mean, like for us, we have grown up with technology. Maybe our parents grew up a little bit more. They pretty much grew up alongside technology, but we grew up into technology with like the first iPhones. Because I remember having my stepdad's old iPhone, just messing around with it. So I've learned technology with my life. I just feel that would change a lot of things. That would make you a different person than the people before us.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's interesting. Tell me about that. So each time, we like to have a guest on. So we're going to focus a bit on you, Andre. Is that okay? Going to ask a few questions. You just said, though. You talked about your stepdad letting you play with the iPhone. And would you say it's just more... this technology is just more kind of inbred inside of you. It's just the way you think and work. Like I always have to figure out as a boomer, okay, how do I make that work in the context of my own life? You guys just live and breathe and work with it, right?
Yeah, it is. It's almost like technology and cell phones, computers are just a part of us at this point.
Yeah. And I still feel like they're not. I mean, I'm sitting with my fountain pen here. I still love my fountain pen. Anyway, because I love the feel of that.
And I'm jealous of it.
You're jealous of
it? I want a fountain pen.
You know what? That's a great ambition to have, All right. It truly is. So when you're thinking, you're going through the halls of Gabriel Roy. Do you know who Gabriel Roy was?
French writer in...
Very good.
In Quebec, I believe.
Well...
During the Great Depression times.
Yes.
I've read a few of her books. They're very good. I enjoyed them.
Are you kidding? You're the first one I've ever talked to, Gabriel Roy, who I actually knew was based on... And she lived in St. Boniface.
Mm-hmm.
She starred in St. Boniface. We have a museum on...
I've been there when I was in
the just off grade. Of Des Mirons.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Cabana or Deschambault or whatever it is. And it's this is a special place. I studied her in university. One of her short story collections, just still resonates with me. There's some great text. She was a great writer. That's pretty cool to have your space named after a great writer. It means nothing here, right?
But before
I'm a man of literature.
No, it meant nothing to me when I was younger, but just until last year when I actually read a few of her books, it started to resonate with me how important the icon, because this was a poor, I don't mean it would be insulting, but she wasn't exactly very wealthy. And for her to be able to write these books for the common, for everybody, really had a bunch of people resonating with it. All the other, I hate calling them poor, but all the other, you know, less people felt connected in a way with Gabriel Roy.
People in low socioeconomic areas?
Sure.
Okay, very good, very good. The education continues, my friend.
It always continues.
So that's awesome. So you said you like to read. So you're more of a humanities person versus a math or science person. Where do you find yourself?
I find myself more humanity. I like to understand how people work and how certain events change people. And I think the generation difference has always been an interest with me, because I've always wondered, why is it so different? Why does my grandma not understand that, why I like this game? I've tried to show my grandpa a game I played. And
how old
like,
is your grandma?
My grandma is 70-something.
So you're trying to get your 75, 80-year-old grandma to play League of Legends?
Oh, no,
and
I don't like
you can't figure out why she doesn't want to do that.
Well, look, it's more than just generation differences, and she didn't grow up with the...
There is so much learning to do, my Jedi.
So much.
So much to do. We must figure out how to get the grandma to become digitally active.
I mean, there are examples of grandmas who have played games. Like, there's a grandma who played Skyrim using her grandson's
old... Yeah, but you saw that
setup
on Reddit, right?
Oh, no, I don't go on Reddit. No, but
on TikTok. The grandma was playing on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. It's
grandma,
not common.
Look at this. Look at this, grandma.
Grandma, you could be this.
I don't want to be like that, grandma. Geneva Pa.
Oh, no, she's German. She's much more angry. Even nicht.
That's right. Your grandma's an angry person. Anyway, so that's always very interesting. The generational divides are always very interesting. You know, you're going to run into that, Lena and Andre. You're going to run into that at workplaces, because as we live longer, includes me, although my entire body's falling apart, as we live longer, we may decide to work longer, we're staying in the workforce. So how are you? You're running into it with your grandma. Why don't you like to play League of Legends? You got that out. Where's my cane? It's how are you going to work in a workplace where you're going to have your grandma and you working in the same room? I think we stumped him.
This is tricky.
I'm not sure. That's a tricky one. Lena, do you have any thought on that?
Well, I mean, it's pretty tough. Like, at my workplace, I work in a retail store, and I work with, like, basically all old women, and it's really tough to get across what I'm trying to
what's
say.
What's an old woman to
well,
you?
I mean, they're like fully gray hair.
Fully gray hair.
Like 50-60-year-old women, yeah,
wow,
who work in the retail. Very fashionable, awesome women, but sometimes when I'm asked to put up like a display or something, our styles are really different, and that's what I talk about, like with the generational thing, yes, like about style. And when I put up that display, a lot of the time they absolutely hate it, because it's just like, oh, this is too revealing. Oh, this is
so
too
who's
this,
the audience for your retail store?
Well, older women. So, okay. I mean, you have to think of
where,
that.
But that's where. Yeah. And do they want to look hip and cool? My mom, yeah. bless her, my mom used to shop at in the latter parts of her life, and she'd get very stylish things. An older woman can look very sophisticated with yeah. the right clothes, right? And so if you're in a space like that, and they don't wear younger people's clothes, yeah. right? I mean, it's just, there's a bit of a generational thing, but just a practicality to it. Yeah. I don't know. I don't want to go down this rabbit hole. I know nothing about this. But my mom used to shop at a place called Dallard's.
Okay.
And that was, it had very nice clothes. And whenever we went to weddings or stuff, she always looked so sophisticated mm-hmm. and just looked so beautiful because she understood how old she was
yeah.
and the kind of clothes that fit her and the kinds of ways she wanted to look. So I always thought that was kind of cool. The generational cohorts and divides are things we like to talk about all the time on this podcast because I think they're really interesting. And I think when people listen to it, it's cool to have me and my old man perspective and your young person perspective on this stuff. And the fact that we know we all have to get along and we have to be proactive and thoughtful about how we engage. It's different. It's easy to hang out with your buddies, right? Is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's easier to hang out with grandma who doesn't want to play League of Legends.
Yeah. I mean, there's always a difference in interest.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm there rambling about my new game I found to my grandparents, they just stare at me dumbfounded, not understanding a thing I'm saying.
Or maybe they do understand and just don't understand you. Right? Interesting. Anyway, they have lots of knowledge.
Yeah.
Lots of things. So the divides are always very cool and very interesting. So you don't go down the math path. You told me we were chatting about this earlier. Math ain't your gig, right? Okay. So you're taking math. You have to do it, though.
I have to do it.
And so for some reason, the government says you must take math. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, something tells me it might be important. Just something.
Well, why do you think? Tell me why you think that is, Andre.
How am I supposed to count the three apples I need to get? One, two, four. Ah, oh, messed up.
So you're taking grade 4 math then. Is that what you're saying? So why don't you... Okay, you're having trouble with math, right? You don't like math. Mm-hmm. Why do you think you're having trouble with math? Why? You seem to connect to some of the more aesthetic humanity type courses, right? You talked about how you like psychology, the study
history.
Of people, history, those kinds of things. Why does math kind of turn you off? Even though the government says it's important and there are incredible jobs that come with math, proficiencies.
I'm just not interested in it. I don't like it. It's not fun. It's too difficult for me. I can't grasp a lot of the ideas.
It's difficult. So do you shy away from things that are difficult?
Most of the time, yeah.
Okay.
I'll always be like, oh, I don't like that. That's too difficult for me. I'm out.
Do you ever think that there might be some worth in you digging in and getting good at that somehow?
There could be.
There could be.
I have no interest in it, but there could be.
There could be. Because it's interesting. People generally feel like if I'm not good at it, and for some reason the school system seems to mess up the math users. There's some people who are very good at math. Do you know people are good at math?
Yeah.
Do you know people are good at math? Of course you do, right? But if you're not good at it, every day you go to school, the school system tells you you're an idiot at math.
Not directly, but I always
well,
feel
it. Of course,
it.
They're not telling you directly. You are an idiot. They're not telling you indirectly.
The eyes say it all.
The eyes are the mirror to the soul. Mm-hmm. I think Plato said that. So anyway, so if you're not good at something,
you feel like you're an idiot.
Do you want to do it? Or do you want to dig in and understand, I got to do this?
Understand why.
And get at it. And if you actually got good at it and better at it, do you think you might like it?
Oh, maybe. If I was good, I'd enjoy it, and I'd probably do all the homework, and then.
So that's what I mean. The minute I get that, I wasn't a math guy, but I dug in, and I kind of slugged it out sometime, because there's a good feeling from not being good at something, but getting it,
mm-hmm.
and feeling like I got it.
Yeah. Like a subject in math. I don't get it. I hate this. And then you get it.
I still remember to this day. I still remember to this day in grade 12 math. We used to call it math 300 back in the 30s. And I remember doing an identities test. And the last identity, you don't know what I'm talking about yet, but there's identities you have to kind of solve. The last identity was the most difficult one in the test. I remember I got 72% on that test. All the smart guys got 90, 95, but they didn't get the last identity. And for some reason, I got the last identity. And no one could believe it. I solved it. And I've never forgotten that moment because I was considered an idiot in math or someone who wasn't very good at math.
Right.
And these guys, I remember, the really smart guys pouring over my test at my desk going, how did you get that? What's going on here? It must be a mistake. I'm not kidding. But it was cool. When you get something, you work at it. Sometimes there's a feeling. And you're thinking, if you got the last identity, how did you only get 72? I messed up the easy ones. Where these guys never mess up the easy stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But the hard one I got. And it was a stroke of luck. So I'm just saying, when you get good at something, there's some kind of satisfaction. In fact, the deliberate practice of working at that and getting to it actually, I believe, makes you a stronger person.
Of course.
Decide on it. So I want you to get onto the math. That's what I'm saying to you.
It's my new mission.
That's your new ambition.
Get good at math.
I had to drop out of the broadcast media program because Magnifico said, I'm only going to work on my math. That's what I'm looking for now.
I'm a mathematician now.
That's what it is. I'm not kidding. I have examples of this too, working with students where the system has kind of told them you have to take essential math. Mm-hmm. Correct?
Yeah.
And then they want to go off and do something. They need more than essential math.
Exactly.
Instead of having them fight through it and helping them find the way to get to that math, they took essential and then they feel the struggle coming out later. And I know some kids who embrace the struggle outside of school and figured out, I'm not as bad at math as I thought.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool.
That's why I love ATC. Like, I just feel like it, you know, brings that out in people. Like, you know, it helps you prepare. Actually, like, it actually teaches you things that you are going to use in your career, in your life, rather than like normal high school.
Or maybe not.
Or maybe not. That's true.
But you're learning skills.
Exactly.
That are becoming a part of you, that are going to become automatic with you.
Yeah.
Like this stuff. What's the hardest thing in ATC right now? In your broadcast media program, what's the hardest piece you're working on?
Ooh, it's Premiere Pro. I can't.
Adobe Premiere Pro.
Adobe Premiere Pro. I just can't. I can do it. I just don't like it.
You don't like it because you're not good at it yet.
Because I'm not good at it.
Mm-hmm. You're going to get good at it because every day I'm going to be relentless on you and say, go.
Go.
Work at it. Get better. And Mr. P, who's the brilliant man who runs the
Mr. P is not going to hold
the
back.
Broadcast media program, will be relentless on you.
Yes, he will. You're
going to get
back.
Good at it, and suddenly you're going to decide, I'm pretty good at this. I like it. So you have to decide. You're in this space. You said you love to be in the broadcast media space.
Yes.
You're having trouble with one piece. You're going to work through it.
I'm going
to
work through it.
Because it matters to you to get better at it. And you're going to ask people when you're having trouble. You're going to ask Mr. P when you're having trouble. And sometimes you're just going to go off into your own little world and you're going to go, Eureka, I've got it. I've just figured this out. And you're going to feel like $1 million. And suddenly you're going to like it.
Magically.
It's easy to do the things we're good at. It's easy to do the things we're good at.
Yes.
There's no growth there. We want the growth that you're not in the areas you're not as good. And then watch you flourish. Watch. And I'm telling you, both of you, that'll start seeping into everything you do. Oh, I just got to figure this out. Lena, you talked about you're running a small business. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do some heavy accounting.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Are you going to get turned off because you don't like math? Or are you going to decide, I got to bear down and make sure I understand? Because where a lot of small businesses fail is in accounting.
Yeah. And the organization of that, it's a lot.
The setup of it all. Mm-hmm. So the opportunities in front of you. You chose a program where you said, I want to get better at something. I want to get better at something that I gravitate towards. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the stuff you gravitate towards has a Premiere Pro in it. I just saw you yawn. You just yawned in the middle of this? Andre, is this getting boring to you?
No, I'm not bored.
Okay.
I slap my face
but
a bit.
These are the opportunities I'm saying to you. You have to embrace them. No great thing you do will come without struggle.
Everything you want to do will have something you don't like in it.
Of course. Yeah. Of course. Or there will be some struggle.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the struggle that'll turn that into the extra special piece that you're working on. I'm excited for you, man. So tell me about some of the people who have been influential in your life, Andre. And tell me why they were.
I mean, definitely my dad. Obviously, everybody's dad is influential on them.
Not necessarily.
Well, it depends. So my dad was always there. I've always been with him. He's always been there to help me. He has similar interests in me. And whenever I've thought of something I've wanted to do, he's been there. I've told him and he's like, that's a great idea. I'll help you out with that. I wanted to join cadets. And he goes, perfect. We'll get you in cadets.
Are you a cadet?
Oh, yeah, I'm a cadet.
What kind of cadet are you?
Sea cadet.
A sea cadet?
Sea cadet.
So you like the water?
More or less.
Why didn't you choose the pilot cadet?
Because I don't like this. I don't like this guy.
You know what? Is there? Okay. That's fair. Now, what do you get out of the sea? How long have you been a sea cadet?
I joined late, so I'm almost 2 years in.
Well, that's good. But what do you like? So you continue through it, right? You continue working on it? Mm-hmm. So why in the world would you choose to get off? Most kids are playing hockey. They're football. They're playing soccer.
I want to join the sea cadets.
And
I tell you, Yoda would like that very much.
I think I like this. I like sea cadets. I like cadets just because it has a sense of unity. Everybody has to be disciplined. Everybody has to understand what the role is. You have to, I don't know. It's fun to be with people and working together because you're in drill. You're standing there marching beside people. Some people may find that displeasing, but I find it just the coolest thing, the way that all these people together make this synchronized marching.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So you like the teamwork aspect of this piece, right? The collaborative piece.
I like working with other people.
Do you like working on a team solving a problem together? Did you ever work on that in a cadet situation? Did they ever throw you on an island somewhere and said, you got to do this?
They threw me on a boat.
In a boat?
I was on a boat with one of my partners or one of my friends from school. And we were out there. We're sailing. It's just me and him on this boat. And
is it a sailboat?
Sailboat.
What is it, a catamaran? What is it?
Sailboat. Sailboat. It's a small 420 sailboat. And we're out there in the middle of the water. Things are, you know, choppy. Then the wind stops. We're almost half a kilometer out. The wind stops. And we both sit there and go, what do we do? We can't do anything. Then we realize, we put our works together and realize we can try and angle ourselves to the even slightest of breeze to help propel us. So, yes, I guess I do like working together with other people.
And that's important stuff. I can tell you when you leave this space, the broadcast media space, you're going to do nothing but move into teamwork environments.
Oh, yeah.
In this space.
No doubt.
You noticed in this space, with all the projects Mr. P is going to ask you to work on, it's all teamwork stuff.
Oh, yeah.
You must develop your individual skills to contribute to a team.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I feel it's a great thing. I don't know how it's going to work. I can work great with a team, but sometimes it feels like the moment I get into a team, all the knowledge I know just disappears.
That's weird. Why is that?
Because I'm nervous.
That's okay. And 100%. That's 100% correct. Remember, when you express that honestly, it's 100% correct. And that's going to dissipate as you get more skilled.
Right.
As you get stronger in your skill set. As your premier pro becomes excellent, some of the nervousness goes away. And now a new nervousness will come about a higher end project you're working on that will take more thinking and problem solving. That's the coolness. So the small basic stuff you're learning in these programs are the foundation pieces for you to move forward and do big stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm always amazed. I've set up thousands of internships with students and occasionally I'll get a student come back and say, you know what? They're not giving me enough to do on the internship. And I went, well, why is that? And I'll go talk to the internship partner. Partner will tell me, well, because they're not doing it very well.
Mm.
Okay, so sometimes you want things, you got to bring the skill.
Yeah.
You got to bring the skill and you got to get good at things. And when you do get good at things, people start saying, let's give this person more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And let's help them. And you just start building your sense of ability and skill and confidence. The superpower is confidence. Right? It always is. It's pretty cool. So, you know what? That very interesting stuff. If you were to give some cheap advice to another grade 11, thinking about what should I do with my life, what would you tell them?
I'd probably tell them, don't turn down opportunities, always learn something new, and just figure out yourself. If you need to, some people are in 12th grade and don't know a clue of what they want to do in their life. So I say, take 2 years off of school, you know, get a low-end job, just live your life, explore, figure out who you are, and then get into a career.
Boy, you sound like you're a baby boomer. I love it. You're Gen Z. Now you're talking.
Oh, no.
You're a wise sage. Someone's going to climb a mountain for that advice. I love it.
A lot of people tell me I speak like a dad. Andre, you speak like a dad. Why? And I go, I don't know. This might be the reason why
that's
a lot of...
That's not a bad quality, my friend. That's not a bad quality.
It's also the reason why almost all of my friends' parents just love me. They go, oh yeah, Andre could come over. Why not?
Andre, maybe I'll drive some sense into you. That's fantastic. Anyway, Andre, this has been a good talk. I liked it.
Thank
but
you.
Now... we're going to do a little event we like to do. We've done it in the past, and I tell you, it's been lame in the past, but we continue to do it. It's called the Quick Cues. I'm going to turn it over to Lena, who's going to explain a bit of what the Quick Cues are and invite you to participate. Lena.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a bunch of quick questions, kind of like a this or that, and you don't have to think about it for long. Just pick an answer, okay? You ready? Sweet or savory?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm ready.
Okay. Sweet or savory?
Sweet.
Jeans or leggings?
Jeans.
Takeout or eat in?
Takeout.
Beyonce or Taylor Swift?
None.
Shower or bath?
Bath.
Pasta or pizza?
Pizza.
Gelato or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Passenger or driver?
Driver.
Cold shower or cold dinner?
Cold shower.
Sunflowers or roses?
Sunflowers.
Okay, this is the 11th one. Let's just do it. Tennis or bowling?
Tennis.
Okay, thank you.
And we have one last one we always put in the quick cues.
Oh.
What is your favorite podcast?
Adventures in Careerland.
You got that one right. You finally got something right on that on the quick cues.
Finally.
Those are some of the craziest quick cues I ever heard. I like them. So maybe there's potential for this crazy thing.
Maybe.
We'll continue the road. Anyway, boy, that's your first podcast. How do you feel, both of you?
I feel great.
Pumped.
I'm awesome.
Yeah, you're pumped?
Pumped.
Pumped.
Go run around the school 5 times.
All right. You've got to get the energy. I like it. Well, you did a great job. I want to say thank you very much to both of you for consenting to be a co-host. We're going to be a co-host for a long time. I hope that's okay.
I am excited.
Super excited. Okay.
And maybe I've got the cool sweatshirt on too. So you earn the cool. I've got the Adventures in Careerland sweatshirt on, but I don't give that away arbitrarily. You got to earn it.
Ooh, it's okay. A trophy.
Okay.
Noted.
Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, what a great start to season 8, episode 1, number 83 of Adventures in Careerland. And I'll tell you, you can pick up this podcast on all of your favorite podcast platforms, and you can see us lurking around on many different social media platforms as well. So that's it for our first episode of season 8 of Adventures in Careerland.